if there's a black hole at the center of our galaxy. That's going to force these objects that are really close to the black hole to move much faster than they would move if there were no black hole. So the first thing you want to see is that there are very fast-moving objects where you think the black hole is. So with our pictures that we took, what you can measure is how these stars move on the plane of the sky. You take one picture, you come back a year later, you take another picture, and you see where they've moved to. And what we see in this box are that there are stars that are moving incredibly quickly. That was the first evidence for the black hole.
Once everything had been plotted out, this is the map of the galactic center they were able to produce. It showed that stars were hurtling around in very fast and tight orbits. But what Ghez was interested in was what they were circling around.
If there's a black hole, there's a further prediction you can make about what these stars are going to do. They're going to move around the black hole on very short periods. In other words, you're going to be able to see them move on more than just straight lines. As part of their travel around the black hole, these stars are going to move around the black hole because of the gravity, just like planets move around the sun.
There's only one thing that has the sheer force of gravity to compel such huge stars to veer around on such tight trajectories.
So what we see is that indeed you see these stars whip around. In fact, from these images, you can actually tell where the black hole is. The black hole is at the center of the focus of these orbits.